T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Now, we'll get back into the Falcons conversation. If you're on hold, stay there. Appreciate everybody who's checked in tonight. Great conversation at 404-726-0929 about the upcoming NFL draft and what the Falcons should prioritize. Another club that's been in action this season who has not gotten anywhere near the results they've wanted so far, as we've discussed here with our buddy Jason Longshore on the Sweet James Accident Attorneys Hotline. But Jason, if they could play Chattanooga FC in an Open Cup round of 32 match every week, this team would be first on the table. They had life. They had energy. They looked like the more well-rounded. They looked like the more competent team. I mean, I would say where has this been, but I think factoring in competition level, we do need to take it with a grain of salt. But listen, when you're at the point that United's at right now, Jason, I think we need to take the win-as-a-win-as-a-win approach, no?
That's what the locker room's going to take it as. That's what the coaching staff is going to take it as. I mean, it's a tournament, and this was round of 32. You win it. You advance to the round of 16. You're going to face an MLS team in Charlotte FC in the next round. But we've seen this worldwide in this game where you have these cup competitions that go on alongside your regular season. Sometimes these kind of wins against lower division competition can give you some momentum. I agree with you. I think there were some things that we saw that looked different and, you know, was it perfect? No, you conceded first again, and that's something you've got to clean up. But the response was good. The attack looked better. There were things that looked a lot better. And I think some players especially showed that they might be able to help the first team out of some of the challenges they're dealing with.
I was about to say, we know Pedro Amador, obviously, but the other two goals came from faces that, you know, the average United fan and supporter might be like, wait a second, Jason, tell me who these guys are again?
Yeah, Kamen Togashi, he's an interesting player because he was born in the U.S., came last year out of the second division in Japan to the team, and he didn't really get a lot of opportunities with the first team. He was one of these players, though, that every time he played for Atlanta United 2, I always felt like he would make something happen. He's a lot of effort. I think I called him the Honey Badger last night in the match. I mean, he works hard. He's always moving. And last night, he gets on the goal. He almost had a couple of other ones. But even in times where the ball wasn't played to him, his movement was so important. He was involved in the second goal. It almost fell to him. It deflected away and found Fafa Pico on the backside of the play, a veteran player who's new this season with Atlanta United. But somebody who just hasn't had a chance. It hasn't really fallen his way to get opportunities in games. And he was able to play a lot of minutes last night. And it felt like at the end, he was playing better than he was at the beginning. Maybe not feeling better fitness wise, but playing better. It felt like the rhythm was starting to come back for him. Another player that I thought really benefited from last night was Jay Fortune. He was the player of the match for me. He was outstanding throughout in midfield, and he's somebody that was injured early last summer on national team duty with Trinidad and Tobago. And we had seen him make an appearance. We had seen him play for Atlanta United 2 a little bit last night. And I told him when I got a chance to catch up with him outside the locker room for the full-time report, I told him that it felt like we saw the explosiveness that maybe hadn't been there yet in his comeback. And he said over this last week or two in training, he started to feel like, hey, I've got that first step back. I'm feeling like myself again. He was able to, and Fafa Pico talked about it afterwards, what Jay was able to do that we hadn't seen from the midfield enough in previous matches was make those runs between the lines, make those runs out of the midfield to join the attack. Again, create more movement in the attacking third. And he was dangerous on the ball. He was dangerous in being found by others when he made runs. And he was also just dangerous in pulling defenders apart for other people.
Do you think conceding the goal 6 minutes in was a bit of a wake-up call? Could you look at it that way?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Chattanooga is the kind of team that they knew the situation coming in. They knew that they couldn't play straight up with Atlanta United. So they were going to be very direct. They were going to play it over the top. And you get caught on one. It's a really good long ball. Barakal gets caught a step high. Their player, I mean, it's a good finish from him. He takes it well. And yeah, it's a little bit of like, all right, now you just made your night harder. But what I liked is, and we saw the same thing in Chicago, you just didn't get the payoff from it. When they conceded against the run of play or out of nowhere, not really from the other team having a good sequence of play, it kind of happens quickly. The response was good. There wasn't panic. There wasn't frustration. There wasn't a bunch of arms flying up and a bunch of yelling at each other. There wasn't any of that. It was, all right, put your head down. Let's work. And they grasped control of the game. They get the equalizer before halftime. And then second half, they took it to another level. And that was really impressive.
So what's the schedule for this tournament for the rest of the way? I would assume now they're on to the round of 16. And then how many more weeks does this go on until they crown a champion for this cup?
Well, it's complicated because of the World Cup this summer. So they're getting some rounds in early before. Your round of 16 is going to be in not quite 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks. So the ordinary schedule gets complicated for Atlanta United right now because you have the short trip up to Chattanooga and back. You play again on Saturday against Nashville, who is also coming off of a different cup competition, the CONCACAF Champions Cup, where they got past Club America in Mexico City on Tuesday night, which is the first time an MLS team has won at the Estadio Azteca, but you're playing at altitude. You're playing in a crazy intense game to get through it. They're going to struggle to get back up for their MLS match this weekend. So Atlanta plays Nashville on Saturday. Then they host New England in the midweek next week. Then they go to Toronto the following weekend. Then they go to Charlotte in the round of 16 in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup on Tuesday, the 28th. That's a lot of games in a short period of time. So I think it's a really good thing that last night, you know, we talked about Kamen Togashi. We've talked about Jay Fortune getting back in the group. We've talked about Fafa Pico. I thought Will Riley was really good last night. Pedro Amador got on scoreboard. You had a lot of other guys do things. You're going to need a lot of other guys to play maybe Saturday, maybe next Wednesday, maybe in Toronto, maybe again in Charlotte on the 28th. And then you're back home again for another league match the following weekend. So nonstop right now for the five stripes.
Pardon me as we're talking with our good buddy Jason Longshore, United analyst, and you hear him every Tuesday night and Thursday night here on the game for Atlanta Soccer Tonight and The Intersection, respectively, with our friend Noel White. Okay. We beat this dead horse all the time, but especially after what you just said about how difficult Nashville is going to be for them to play with 100% energy and efficacy home field here. I mean, Saturday night, 7:30, coming off of a win. Jason, I just think it needs to be repeated until it actually happens, where Mercedes-Benz Stadium turns back into Mercedes-Benz Stadium for the Five Stripes.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Mm-hmm. You've got T.I. playing at halftime. Can we get him pregame? Can we get him? Can he do both? Like, whatever it takes for this team to come running out of the locker room, smoke billowing from their nostrils, like whatever it takes. Because I think if you're looking at this one realistically with Nashville, they're a great team. They're the best team in the East. They're not going to be 100%. You played midweek too, but going to Chattanooga and back on a bus is a lot different than playing in Mexico City and then having to get back into league play. You have to come out and do something that you haven't been able to do but one time this season. Score first. You've got to come out and get a goal in the first 15 minutes, in the first 30 minutes. You've got to grab the game first. Because I think if you do, I don't know if Nashville is going to have a whole lot of reserves here. If you take control of it, I don't see them having a whole lot of energy to come back. They're going to have to go deep into their bench. They're going to have to go to guys who haven't played as much. You're going to have to figure that out if you're Nashville and BJ Callahan. Atlanta's got to take advantage of that. They've got to come out on fire to start this game to get the crowd going, to get the momentum, because I just don't think Nashville's got a lot of comebacks in them on Saturday.
Jason, great stuff as always. Are you on tonight following me?
I am. I'm heading down. I was in Gainesville for a big high school game. It's the last day of the high school soccer season. Gainesville and Johnson is one of the big rivalries. So I was up here for the girls' match, and I'm heading your way, and I'll see you here in a little bit.
All right. Great stuff. We'll make sure to check out the intersection coming up as soon as I get done with my work day here on 92.9 The Game. Jason, appreciate it. We'll chat next week.
We'll talk soon.
All right. That is Jason Longshore there. A big win for the Five Stripes as they desperately – I don't care who it's against. I don't care what cup it's for. They needed a win in the worst way. All right. Let's get back into this draft conversation. Big 8 o'clock hour. A couple of guests stopping by to get the latest on the NFL draft. We'll start with our buddy Matt Mershell, insider for the Orlando Sentinel, one of my favorite guys to talk college ball with. What does he think the Falcons should do? What is the future of college football? I heard something very interesting today that Mike Griffiths said that we're going to play later for you on Dukes and Bell. He got the boys fired up about the state of Georgia football and a couple of things involving the guys down the road on the flats. You don't want to miss that. It's all coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Tio, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.